Welcome to the ES Arcade with Emmanuel, Sean, and Randy. Join us as we discuss video games, movies, and comics. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's go crazy!
Bye. Is there any way like you can rotate yourself so it looks like you're upside down? I think that would make it even look better.
Well, use the force.
Use the control CV.
Yeah, the little red light is on. Everyone, welcome to the ES Arcade. I am Sean Vander.
Nope, and no, you're not. That's
yeah,
a lie.
I am. Okay,
lies.
Fine.
Lies.
I'm Hugh Jackman.
Nope, and you're definitely not Hugh Jackman.
And my I'm Penelope here. Cruz.
My host
I am Sean
here.
Vander.
Okay. I'm joined with Dante Bosco in the red hat over here. He's cool. Yeah,
I mean,
and then I am also joined with Antonio Banderas, who is eating his breakfast.
I'm not on camera. I'm nothing like him, nor do I look like him. You don't know what he looks like?
I know what he looks like. I think
Dante Bosco's amazing.
He is amazing.
He's one of he's the pride of the Philippine community in the Bay Area,
which is why I used Dante Bosco.
No,
okay,
definitely not Dante Bosco.
Okay, and then I couldn't think of a Latin lover type of man like Emmanuel and thought, hey, Emmanuel could be Antonio Banderas.
I am good with Antonio Banderas.
All right, fine. And me, I'm like, hey, cool. I'm Hugh Jackman. Whatever.
No, definitely not that.
I'm Hugh Jackman. Feel my tits. You know, whatever. Fuck it.
Does
I know.
He talk that way? Does
no,
that,
I don't know.
No, he doesn't. It's more of a no. That's
I'm not. Weird. Shut up. Okay, cool. Welcome to the ES Arcade.
Nope, we're going to derail this even more. Now you're going to know what it feels like.
This is my first intro to the whole show. You gotta fucking dick around with it. What the fuck?
No.
All right, fine. Let's just start shit up now that we got Randy back.
He's had all that pent-up energy for the last two episodes.
I know, right? You could have used that pent-up energy at Disneyland.
I did use that pent-up energy at Disneyland. I walked like 10 miles in Disneyland going back and forth.
Yeah. And I'm like,
amazing.
I'm jealous that you went to Disneyland, sure, but I mean, yeah, you had to just derail my whole intro. Like, I don't intro to the podcast at all, but whatever.
Nope.
Fine. I'm Sean Vander.
I'm sorry, Sean. You want to start again?
No. Well, it's done now. Well, yeah. You know what? Yeah, let's start again. Screw
start it again.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet on the set.
Quiet.
Take two.
Yes.
Sean, go for it, man.
The little red light, it's on. God damn it, Randy. The little red light is on. And now my soul is fucking in pain. I'm Sean Vander. And I have my Jedi friend, Randy Kings, who just came back from Disneyland and is a Jedi now. I have Emmanuel, who's eating breakfast. And he can't do the intro proper, but that's okay because he's eating breakfast. So let the man.
I know.
Okay.
But you jumped on there and I was like, you know what? Let him have his moment.
Let it happen. Yeah, let it happen. So the little red light is on. The podcast could commence. You're welcome. Let's go. All right. So, Randy.
Yes.
You were in Disneyland. Let's talk about the week. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I spent last. Do on a reservation to be at Disneyland for like 3 days, well, technically 2 days, and to get a little time away while, you know, since I've been, have not been able to go on a vacation in, you know, 18 months and had a great time. You know, everything was pretty dope. Not nearly as crowded as I thought it would be. And it was actually colder there than it was in the Bay Area. So that was even more awesome. Avengers Land had just opened up. I thought it would be super crowded, not crowded at all. Got to see some really dope stuff. And then Galaxy's Edge was really nice. They do not mess around in regards to the immersion of that place. And it was freaking amazing. Like,
nice.
I don't have any other, I don't have nothing to say. And I can't find the photo. I'm trying, you guys asked if I could earlier, if I could put this upside down. I'm like, the image is already locked in as it is. I'm like, I'm gonna see if I can find that one.
Oh, you can't alter this photo of you being
not the one,
down.
Not the one that it's, I'm currently using.
Okay.
Like I have to find the original.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, it was really good. Got to go on the Millennium Falcon ride. That ride is no joke. I did not realize. I thought it was just going to be like, hey, you sit in, you go walk in line, you come in to a little cockpit area like what's in my background right now. Those watching us on the video. And it is not. They rebuilt the Millennium Falcon. They have like a whole area where you, the lobby area where you can sit in, all these little details that I could have sat in there for at least an hour. But they're like, hey, who's the group blue? Come on up. I'm like, oh, shit. I wanted to sit down where, you know, Chewie, you know, beat the shit out of C-3PO.
Okay.
Tabletop game. And then we got to sit in this cockpit that's super detailed, played the game, or where you're flying, trying to do a whole smuggler's run. And yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's a Millennium Falcon ride?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yes. It's really dope. It's actually called Flight of the Millennium Falcon. And you get to, the idea is that Hondo Ohnaka is borrowing it from Han Solo, or well, borrowing it from Chewbacca to do smuggling runs in exchange for parts for the rebellion the Rebel Alliance. And, you know, they did a whole, their immersion thing is amazing. And yeah.
Sweet, dude. That's crazy.
Yep. I got to fly the Millennium Falcon. The one regret I had was when I needed to make the jump to light speed, I was the one in charge of it, so I couldn't say punch it, Chewie, and I'm the one who did the punching.
Okay, excuse me. So wait a minute.
Yeah.
So two things in that description I got.
Yeah.
One, Randy King's and his luck happened again, because every time I keep hearing people going to Disneyland, it's crowded as fuck, and then you went, and it's like, nope, not crowded.
And we lucked out because it was actually I had other friends who had gone when it was less capacity. It's supposed to be like at, I think it was like 15% capacity when it initially happened. And because of how California is, and, you know, the government decided to increase or lessen more restrictions that we've had over the last year.
Yeah.
Disneyland said, okay, we're going to open up capacity more, which I believe went to 25%. But what they did was they opened up indoor capacity. So, you know, not everyone's hanging out outside. People can go inside a place. And yeah. That's what ended up happening, is we got lucky with that.
So they had more people, but because they opened up a couple of stands more and spaces, whatnot, they were able to thin it out a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I walked around. When I see you guys, I'm going to show a video of me running from the main, or from like the going down Main Street serpentine, screaming, like going hooray.
Do you and, guys like, running all the way down. When ABC had their Friday night shows.
Okay.
TJF, thank you. Where they all at some point, every show on those blocks ended up going to Disneyland at least once.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm making a video of me doing that when you wish upon a star part. If that's happening.
Like, okay. I'm remembering the step-by-step one where they got this no-name character who maybe only showed up like twice to step-by-step before the Disneyland episode, where he was going to go on every single ride and go at every single attraction and go to every single stand because a Russian dude had done it.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yes, 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 yes.
And he's just like, it's all about the American pride. Da, 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 da. It's like you watch that and you think that's cool, but then you look back at it like 20 years later and it's just like,
you paid that man.
Yeah. They did an episode like this. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And then the other thing I got from that is that you made it sound like the Millennium Falcon ride is kind of like Star Tours, but probably more better.
It's like, okay, someone described it to me when I heard it was like, it was like playing a VR game at home. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that's kind of lame, like using your Oculus. I'm like, eh, whatever. And then finding out that it is a whole experience. Like, I walked into the Millennium Falcon, got into the lobby area. They had like transferred, like the little hallways that you see in the movies. I walked through all of that, walked to a door that's like the cockpit area, sat down, had a controller, made the jump to light speed. It was a whole experience, and I would love to do it again. Like, I could go on that ride over and over.
Nice.
So that's how, yeah, it was pretty rad.
Okay, your week was way better than all of ours. I get it.
I mean, there was other downsides, because there is a, like,
try to soften the blow.
Yeah.
I mean, I also got to see Dora Milaje perform at Avengers Campus. I went on the Spider-Man ride, which was freaking amazing. I built a lightsaber with my son next to me. It took all my strength not to go out with my saber swinging. We got photos in front of the in front of a TIE fighter. Yeah, okay, it was pretty good. It was pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. You guys had fun. I got to hear all your excitement regarding the nunchucks.
I'm just saying being excited to record together. That's true. We were really stoked about being in person recording.
Oh, upside down now.
Oh, look at that. You did it. Awesome, Randy. Good job. Yeah, we did it. We did record in person. And yeah, we're not recording in person because right now I am somewhere. I'm on a vacation with family and friends. So this is exactly what I really needed. So yeah, that's where I am.
And yeah, I'm going to need one Zoom pretty soon too.
Yeah. And if you do that, we're going to have to do a Zoom thing. That's fine. But we will start doing more in-person recordings coming up real, real soon. And yeah, we'll have to talk to Randy about that. Wait, Randy, you don't mind going over to my place for recording the podcast in person, right?
I may have issue with you being there.
Oh, shit.
But
it's my house. Yeah, don't be there. Yeah, it's Randy.
I meant the where we're doing because it's in the garage, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's in your garage.
So, yes, I'm not. Never mind. It's okay. Emmanuel knows what I'm trying to get at.
Anyway. I don't. Okay. All right.
Nope.
Fine.
By the way, okay. This bar. That's actually, this is, that's Savvy's? Yeah. I think it's Savvy's.
Okay. Wait, right. That's the cantina?
No, this is where I think the area I'm at now is where you build a lightsaber.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think. Oh no, actually, is it the cantina? Actually, I gotta look at it. I gotta look at the map again.
All right.
But yes, that's my week. So yeah, I had a lot of fun. I got also got to finally go on a road trip with my car that I bought last year, and
held up fine. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Let's get into these topics.
We got stuff. Right. I mean, not a lot of stuff.
What?
Talk to each other.
Topics?
Yeah, some stuff.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, well, we literally just talked about it, Sean. So, what do you want to get into, Emmanuel? What would you like to talk about?
Yeah.
Let's go on this one because right now it's something that we got to take with a grain of salt. It wasn't actually reported by a major company like Entertainment Weekly or anything like that. But things going on in the grapevine is that Charlie Cox will be returning as Daredevil. For the Hawkeye series.
How'd you hear about this?
It was a site called We Got This Covered.
Yeah, I've seen that same report as well. But yeah, every time you say Charlie Cox, I always think of the guy from, I always think of Charlie Day from Always Sunny. Totally different guy. It's like, oh, yeah, not him. That's not the same dude.
But there's the similarities to them. There's like they're not many, but there's enough to where you could like.
I can see him like, oh yeah,
right.
Their first name is Charlie.
Well, no, but they also they've done their acting roles. I think how they act are similar, except for the fact that I know Charlie Cox is an Englishman. So
okay,
he doesn't. But yeah, Charlie Cox, the lead in the Daredevil Netflix series or Netflix Daredevil series rather. Yeah, hopefully. The rumor is that because there's been rumors about him showing up in like he's supposed to be in Spider-Man home, not away home. Home slice. No, that's not the real
you,
title.
You from sound home. Like you're Spider-Man right now.
I'm Spider-Man. It's Spider-Man.
Like home, and not trying not to ruin time. It.
No. But yeah, in the next Spider-Man movie, he was supposed to appear in there. That hasn't been confirmed or denied. Really. We'll find out when it comes out. Was it this winter? Whenever that happens. But yeah, the next rumor now from WeGotThisCovered.com, it said that for the Hawkeye series coming to Disney Plus, he's going to appear as Matt Murdock / Daredevil. So that works. I would be on board with that. It's not a...
When we originally were talking about Daredevil, it actually became its own universe, even though it had pulled things from the MCU. It became basically the Netflix universe. Separate from everything that was going on with what Disney and Marvel were doing. And that kind of raises the question, is that if they're going to be bringing Charlie Cox, first off, are they going to bring everybody else? Which I think a lot of fans are really excited for, except for the actor who portrayed Iron Fist, because they did not like Iron Fist. They did not. And it was, we can't put all the blame on the actor, Finn. I can't remember his last name, but I know he was in Game of Thrones. You can't put it all on there because there's also writers that thought, hey, this is going to be a good idea. And it's just like, I don't know. And we got what we got. But it makes me wonder, it's like, okay, will Marvel actually accept everything that happened in the Netflix universe as now officially canon? Or is it just like, hey, he did a really good job with this role, so did everybody else, let's just bring him on board and see what happens?
Yeah. I don't like Iron Fist, but I'm glad that the universe is being talked about now, that it's going to be in like the main like Marvel-ness. I don't know what to really say. Because like the MCU. Marvel Universe, it's MCU. MCU, thank you. Because like Netflix Marvel stuff is like way different than it is in the movies.
There is a definite shift in tone when you look at the series on Netflix to what they were doing with the Marvel Disney movies. You
know? Yeah, I mean, Daredevil was way violent. And it was great, and I loved it.
Well, it was very gritty, very dark.
It also fits with the character, because Daredevil as a character
is violent, very gritty
and violent. He's not like any of the other Avengers that we've seen. Definitely not like Spider-Man in that regard. So it is good that they differentiated that. It was interesting that because Netflix was already a streaming entity before Disney could get Disney Plus going, that they made that deal, and they got 3 seasons, and they even got that combination for the Defenders, which I thought was really cool. And then looking at the article from We Got This Covered, they actually got their source. It's called Giant Freaking Robot, who says that they're able to learn this from some insider information from one of their trusted sources. So let me see if I can share this. I until I hear Kevin Feige say, hey, he's in, I don't really believe it. But
then it's official. Okay.
Yeah. Then it's, well, because that's Kevin Feige. He's the guy who runs the MCU. So, yeah. Hopefully it is true. And then we get to see these things. Mm-hmm. The downside about this is that it could be as simple as it could be Charlie Cox is in it, and it's just him as an actor playing, you know, a part that we don't know what it'll be. Or that it'll just be a Matt Murdock that will be, because it'll be like a restart to his introduction as far as the character. I was just
thinking that, yeah.
So, which wouldn't be bad either, because then they could restart it from anywhere they wanted to, or pick up things past.
Especially with a series instead of a movie, because as we know, Hawkeye is going to be a series.
Yeah.
So they could actually dedicate one episode where they reintroduce Daredevil. Like maybe the fourth episode of an 8-episode season. Yeah. And then like the last 3 episodes are just like, okay, well now that he's in there, let's finish the story that we were originally telling.
And even then it could just be a jumping off point for the Defenders themselves. It could be, they could get, they can get Jessica Jones back in there. I am curious though, because the actor who was Luke Cage, he's actually on a series on Paramount Plus, formerly CBS All Access. So he's on that series called Evil.
That series is still on. I thought only lasted for like 2 seasons.
It now is a Paramount Plus.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I found that out because my brother actually is an editor for them now. So
neat.
He's editing videos, and he was like, "Oh yeah, it's a Paramount Plus one." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Found a home. Like, good for them, I guess." But I'm hoping that it works out well enough that he will be able to have an opportunity to come back and revisit being Luke Cage, because he was really dope as Luke Cage.
Yeah, he was dope as Luke Cage.
I think this could be good, because all these Marvel shows on Disney Plus have been panning out really well, you know, starting with WandaVision, you know, then going with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then now Loki coming in. Sean, you mentioned that you watched the first 2 episodes. There's 3 episodes out now.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna spoil anything. I highly recommend you watch them.
No, but we're not spoiling any Loki for my sister over here. No.
But there is
I can't say anything. She's daggers looking at me.
There's stuff going on in there where, you know, they could address the show.
Watch your step, Randy King.
I'm just saying they could address.
No. I'm on headphones. She can't hear you.
Okay, good. Well, okay.
I was gonna say, like, you're gonna get Sean killed.
Yeah, but I can't say anything about.
Gonna point out for fans out there who've been watching the series, you may have noticed in the pilot episode, there is a part where you see a woman in a blue dress who looks a lot like Agent Carter, Peggy Carter, who would then become Captain America's wife. And it looks like it's the Peggy Carter from her show, which apparently now, because of what happened in Endgame, is no longer canon. So they may have had to erase that universe, which I'm like, oh, so is there variants just sitting around? Are there variants of other characters just chilling that we haven't seen yet?
That's a possible thing for Loki, though. I could probably say that, but not out loud.
No.
Fine.
Loki. Loki's a giant robot.
She's sharpening the dagger right now.
Yeah. You could say that Optimus Prime appears in it.
Prime appeared in Loki, huh? It was great.
Yeah.
He came out. Him and Grimlock were just kicking ass.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic.
That would be a crossover I'd watch. Loki just being friends with the Dinobots.
Optimus Prime was riding into battle on a T-Rex.
Yeah.
A Grimlock T-Rex.
That's been a thing already.
I know it's been a thing and it was still awesome. You shut the fuck up.
I don't know, man. That movie was not good.
The movie was horrible, but you shut the fuck up. Optimus Prime is riding into battle on a T-Rex.
It was not a T-Rex.
Or a Dinobot. Fine.
Yep,
a Dinobot T-Rex.
Those were terrible Dinobots.
They were.
I love the Dinobots.
Randy, you're spoiling.
Yeah. I know. And I'm telling you, no, don't reference that.
Just
no. No. Now, if you want to talk about Optimus Prime floating in on with his little buddy from My Little Pony, then yeah. That's actually a thing. So
I don't want to.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Very popular series.
I don't
My Little Pony and the Autobots.
I think we're moving on.
Stop. Okay, cool.
No, but yeah, it'd be really good to see the Netflix shows revisited onto Disney Plus and finding a way to fix that. I actually also would like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to get their due because they ran for, was it eight seasons?
I want to say nine.
Nine? Well, see, he ran a long time and they at least Coulson deserves his due somewhere. So,
yeah.
But yeah, hopefully all these rumors about this character starting out with Charlie Cox coming into Hawkeye would be great.
Yeah, I'm just glad Charlie Cox is coming in as Daredevil. Yeah.
I mean,
that's
really
great.
It was seven seasons.
Seven seasons. That's a long time to just be like erased out of existence. But we'll see what happens. I know that they're trying to work out some things like that. There's a lot to cover. I mean, God damn it. But yeah. So is there any characters that you think that they should have brought back or kept in that weren't?
From the Netflix,
like the MCU, not just in general as a whole, because there's some characters they've killed off. There, I'm like, oh, they killed them all. Mainly the villains. A lot of the villains, I was like, oh, why'd you get rid of him? Like Crossbones, dang.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the interesting thing about the whole Loki thing is that, you know, this is where they can do a lot of retcon.
Yeah, they can. A lot of things might get changed.
This is a series that they can. You know, they. You know, they can make it so that, you know, since we're using him as an example, they can make it so that Crossbones actually survives, you know.
That's true.
Like, he doesn't actually die in that explosion. I mean, I'd love to see the writing for that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah, how do we fix this, guys?
How do we do this? Yeah.
Loki showed up and said, oh, shit, I landed in the wrong place. Hey, I know you.
I like Crossbones. He's cool.
Grab him. We're going to go party.
Yeah.
Maybe. That sounds dumb, but... Yeah, something along those lines.
Watch episode three, man.
So,
oh my god!
But you know what? That does raise a good question, though. Because you did ask, like, who would we like to see brought back?
Yeah.
That is a very good question, actually, because it kind of also forces you to try to remember freaking 10 years of Marvel movies.
Yeah, 10 years of characters,
and it's just like, who lived and who died? I forget. Oh, jeez. You know, I would love to see, only because I thought he did such a good job with it, I'd love to see Killmonger if he brought back.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a top choice for a lot of people.
That's like, I think so too. He's
so good.
His was a character. his was a very well thought out sympathetic character, a sympathetic villain, which I think makes it that much more interesting. I do appreciate the villains that are evil just to be evil, because sometimes you just need that. You know, you can't have every single character have like this major character arc, but it makes the character that has that arc to be that much more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, when given the opportunity and when done right, can speak wonders to that character and what it brings to that universe. I think Killmonger, having lost his father in Oakland.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, he was a traitor to the nation.
Was a traitor to the nation, but to him, his father was still his hero, you know? And it's just like, and it was one of those things where that thought process did end up changing Wakanda, because after that point, Black Panther's just like, yeah, you know what? He had a point. We have so many people out there that are suffering. Our people from Africa, who are going through so much crazy shit right now, and we have the power to do something about it. So even though Killmonger lost in the sense of just like, yeah, he died. He chose death over imprisonment.
Yeah.
His actions ultimately did make a change to Wakanda. And it was all based off of everything that he saw his father fighting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm also going to point out that, I mean, you do mention he's being sympathetic. He did do very terrible things.
Amazingly disturbing things. Like, yes, absolutely.
He like kind of brags about killing men, women, and children. I'm like, I can see. I mean, it was really nice of T'Challa wanting to save his life.
I think because even then T'Challa kind of sympathized.
He did, because I'm like, yeah, he did kill hella people.
No, he did. Because well, that's why he falls into the category of villain, you know. What about you, Sean? Who would you want brought back?
I got three off the top of my head.
That's two more than I had. It took me a minute.
I have you guys kept talking and I had a little time to think. Okay, so I would like A-Bomb or Abomination back. He'd be dope. I want Whiplash back. He'd be really dope.
Was that officially Whiplash? Officially?
That's what they refer to him as. He's supposed to be a combination of Whiplash and Crimson Dynamo.
Okay.
Which I was like,
you know what though? Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Sean. I thought he was a very good villain. Yeah.
And I want to say Dormammu, or the guy that was with Dormammu. He was pretty rad.
Cassilius.
He was pretty rad. And that's the only three that I thought of. I'm like, yeah, they'd be rad to have back. But if they are resetting everything because time travel and whatnot, then yeah, those are the three villains I would like back. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, that's the line. I may think more later.
Any more for you, Randy?
I actually like to see Justin Hammer, just because, you know, from Iron Man 2, and he shows up in the prison in that All Hail.
He's not dead though, isn't he?
He's not dead, but he's also not active in anything.
Yeah, he's in jail.
It's like, oh yeah, I'd actually like this, because they're not doing anything with him. I'd actually, because of what he represents, you know, he's the other, right? Because there's not that many rival companies to Stark Industries that we've seen in the MCU yet, and he's one guy I'd like to see, just because he's part of Hammer Industries. He's that other company that would, you know, go after him. And and connected to that, I know it's very recent, but having that not Mysterio, well, Mysterio show up again because of the group he represents, which is all the people who hated Tony Stark. But they're like, oh, yeah, my dang, he had hell of employees who just did not like him because, you know, they had no real vision for their tech. But then he made it better and they got salty over it.
And booted.
You know, you do terrible things, you get fired for it.
Yeah.
They were all like busted for dumb shit. So I'm like, yeah, you're in trouble. That receptionist.
Yeah, fired. Get the hell out.
Yeah, exactly. Get the hell out of here. And then I'm trying to think of, and Crossbones is the other one.
Crossbones is pretty good, though. I would like Crossbones.
I'm like, oh, man, because he's not big enough to where you have to want him, but he's got enough skill where he's going to be irritating as fuck.
Oh,
like,
damn it. I just remembered the obvious one.
It's like, yeah.
I just remembered the obvious one.
That
Red Skull.
It'd be hard.
He's not dead, but
I like what they did with him. Yeah, though.
I do like where he is. He's on Vormir guarding the Soul Stone. It would be cool to have him back, or at least someone from Hydra, some high level Hydra dude. That would be like equivalent to that. But yeah, no, it's cool. But it's cool where they put him, though. It is cool where they put him. It's like, oh, yeah. You just go there and say, hey. And
like, admit that when you saw him, when you first saw him make his appearance in the Avengers movie, your jaw hit the floor. Like, oh,
he's alive?
Not really necessarily, but yeah. Like that's a perfect moment of the punishment fitting the crime.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're doing for all of eternity until eternity is done.
They can bring back Thanos.
Baby he could, Thanos. But don't.
Have baby Thanos. Sorry. He's like, why don't we just go back in time and the baby, and you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, no, it is exciting to see all the different liberties they are being able to take with these Disney Plus shows, and hopefully. And they are definitely, I mean, just watching the shows we mentioned definitely sets the tone how the movies are going to be. Because, dang, you know, Multiverse of Madness sounds like even crazier now.
Yeah, I still don't know what the hell Multiverse of Madness is going to do.
Yeah, well, it's going to have all the shit that happened from Loki and WandaVision, I assume.
WandaVision, yeah. Huh, it's going to be crazy. All right, next topic. Be great. What do you think? Ubisoft screwing up?
No. So what's that one? What'd you say?
Ubisoft screwing up?
Oh, well, yeah. It's a short story. It's not Ubisoft screwing up, but someone who I'm going to give him props for what he did, just because it is amazing looking. Let me pull up the article. There's a gentleman out there who spent 14,000 hours. Recreating all of the... GoldenEye maps
for putting them in Far Cry. That's crazy.
Far Cry 5.
I was like, wow, that is awesome looking and unfortunate because they very quick, because of the Ubisoft license or because of the James Bond license, they're like, sorry, bro, you cannot keep this up there. Let me just share this page here. It is the articles from Kotaku. Basically, it states that Ubisoft removes GoldenEye Far Cry map. Fan spent 3 years making 1,400 hours.
Ouch.
1,400 hours in one. And as you can see by the image, for those watching us on the video, you can see this. And if you're listening to us, you can go to a search for online through Kotaku.
Or just type in like Ubisoft GoldenEye. It'll probably be the first thing that comes up.
But yeah, the multiplayer mode, this guy really just recreated it. And there's a whole video online showing all the different maps, and it looks so good. And I go, yeah, there's a reason why they're like, if you had made it not exact to what it would be, it would have been better off.
Damn,
looks real good, but it goes to show that whole it's great that you're a fan of a thing and it's great you have this skill. But if you're gonna share a thing that doesn't actually belong to you to the public, be prepared to get that banhammer hard.
Oh, that would have been fun to play.
Let me see, reading it.
Me and Emmanuel have been talking about Far Cry, and I don't know which one I ever played. I don't think I played this one, and if I did, I would have remembered this.
Five. That was the one that was like in Montana, right?
Yeah.
I totally didn't play it then. There's no way. Oh, that would have been so cool to play some GoldenEye maps on Far Cry. Yeah,
apparently people were able to play it before, but as of this article being written, it was no longer available. It had been removed.
Okay. And it's one of those things where as much as you want to be mad at Ubisoft for it, you can't. It is very much like there's so many, I guess, backroom politics on this and licensing and IPs and proper usage of everything, you know, that those levels were made specifically for the GoldenEye title and can only be played on GoldenEye. That was the agreement. And again, looking at these maps, they're just amazing, but that's not GoldenEye. That's Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
And this is So, I mean, if anything else too, I don't think we heard anything from the people who own the James Bond series, but even then, I'm sure Ubisoft was just like, nope, we know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're just going to go ahead and get ahead of this. We're sorry. Yeah,
but it's like, you already did it, though.
We know this makes us look like the bad guys. We realize that, but they're going to come at us, and it's just going to be 10 times worse if they come at us.
Yeah.
Let's just avoid that. Or just avoid that altogether.
But it's like, you already did it, though. That you released the game.
But no, that's the game, yes. But this is a fan-made map that someone uploaded through their multiplayer service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was somebody fan-made. So I'm like, ooh, yeah, like I said,
I forget before, you can make map. There's a great map editor in Far Cry. That's right. Yeah. I totally forgot.
The closest thing that we would be able to get to this, if it were to be brought back, is if the guy went back in and made enough subtle changes to every single level that he recreated to where they can actually say, like, okay, there's similarities, but it's not downright copying.
All right.
So we would have to keep that on there. But I think he even got locked out of it because of this. So he can't even access them anymore, right?
He would have to he would have to change the layout of the maps. So it wouldn't look 100% accurate. I would keep the coloring and everything, all the ambience look, but change like how it flows, which does change how, you know, it's not the, then becomes the whole inspired by.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a different thing. So here you go.
And it would be like the nod to GoldenEye. Like, oh, yeah. I see what he did there. Yeah, that's from this part over here. And
It's at 1400 hours. I'm like, he had to have known that there was gonna be a chance that they were gonna take it down.
Well, I mean, here's my problem. All right, because I used to play Far Cry. I don't know which Far Cry it is, but they've always had the map editor.
Yeah.
And their map editor is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I've played like Waterworld maps. I've played Jurassic Park maps. That shit doesn't get shut down.
Yeah, but is it 100% accurate to what the movie is?
Or in this
also
case,
who cares about Waterworld?
That's really true.
Jurassic Park, they're gonna be like, is it exactly the same? No, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm remembering that Simpsons bit where they're at the arcade and Milhouse is pouring like a ton of quarters. And it's like, this better be worth it. He put like 40 quarters in there. He takes one step and it's like, game over. Continue. He's like, ah. And he starts putting the quarters in again.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what happens. It's just, and it's also up to the people who are in charge of these things. They have a user agreement. You agree with the license agreement or the user agreement terms of use, or you don't play at all. And that's what happens. They have a right to do that. Sure, the idea of like, yeah, I'm like, no, they can't do that. It belongs to someone else. It literally belongs to someone else. Someone who wants to keep their $1 billion property.
Right.
What if it's just imitation, though? Like, I don't get it.
That wasn't imitation. Don't get it. That was, okay, that was, it's like, full on accurate, like,
made it look like the same one. It's like, Sean, I took your identity. I'm just imitating your identity. I'm just going to open up a bunch of shit under your name. You know,
while he's imitating it, he has your social security number. Yeah, he has your bank account numbers. He has your PIN numbers. Dude.
Not okay.
Don't know how you could have got that, but okay.
You're very easy to get stuff from, Sean.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Okay, yeah, I am.
I'm like, no, Sean.
But not that. No way. Not that. But it's just like, there's a difference between whatever.
No, I get it, Sean. You want, because you think it's cool, that you're like, no, it's not a big deal. I'm like, it is when it costs someone money. It belongs to someone else. It's their right to do with what they will.
Because they can always turn around and decide, hey, we want to make
But it's not like, it's not Ubisoft's fault, though, that somebody made these maps.
No, that's why they're like, but it's still their thing.
They're also still going to be painted as the villains because they had to do this.
They allow someone to do this. If I allowed you to be at my house and constantly slap people that came in, sure, you're in trouble, but I'm also in trouble too because I let you do that.
Okay, fine.
It's like, no, dude, you can't let. It's their rules. They do what they want.
So let me give you a really good scenario. Let's say for whatever reason, the owners of James Bond say, hey, you know what? We're gonna release a high definition, you know, 60 frames per second, 1080p or 4K, graphics have all been updated, re-release of GoldenEye. And someone's going to go, but why am I going to give you guys $60 when I can play exactly that on Far Cry 5? It's just like, well, then we got to do something about that. You know, so that's what they're doing. It's just like, you know what? As cool as it is, as amazing as it looks, and damn right does it look amazing, it's also not their... They don't have the licensing for that. Far Cry has nothing to do with GoldenEye. Ubisoft has no rights to it. So, unfortunately, gotta go.
Boo. That's all I got to indeed. Say about that.
Yeah, I get it. Indeed. It's not great. I agree. But at the same time, like, dude, that's the rules.
I mean, you're upset. Imagine the guy who put the 1,400 hours in and just had all of his work wiped out.
Yeah, no, he's got to put that out somewhere. Like, he just has to.
I wonder how it's supposed to work though, because it's built for Far Cry.
That's so true.
It's not. I mean, I don't know how else he could get around that.
No, I don't know how he could either.
Damn, again, you would have to actually go in and make enough differences to where they can say it's its own map, own original map. That's just all inspired by GoldenEye.
I wonder if you could do like a private like Far Cry server somewhere and have those maps.
I mean, I guess
somewhere. That'd be the only way I can think that would work.
That would be the only way you can get something like that going. It's like anytime I see someone try to do a fan made whatever of this, and they, you know, of course you want to, as a fan of a thing, you might want to make it the best it can be, and that's a big mistake. You don't want it to look 100% like someone else's work and you passing it off, you know, onto another platform.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, it's like selling a Picasso, you know, that's not a Picasso.
Yeah.
Which apparently has been a thing. Apparently he's a thing. People have been buying stuff like that and reselling it. So.
Oh, and yeah, supposedly. You're right, Randy. Waterworld is horrible, but that map was not the worst.
I mean, again, if it's 100% accurate, then maybe if it wasn't, 100% accurate, then maybe no one cared.
No, I think it was 100% accurate. There was a rusted ship, and then there was the docks and the boats and everything. It had zip lines and boats and whatnot. And
yes, those are just things, but were the details exactly the same? Did they have a Kevin Costner with gills?
No, Kevin Costner with gills. But the map was pretty good, and Jurassic Park could have been better, but I got the idea. I'm like, hey, cool, I'm in Jurassic Park. This is where the T-Rex came in and, like, it's like, welcome to Jurassic Park. I was there shooting people with my machine gun. It was great. Oh well. All right, next topic. Oh, this hurts my heart.
What, hearing that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. I get it. You feel for the person who made a thing.
I do.
But they also copied the thing or used property that wasn't theirs. That's how it is, man.
He can make a private server.
You know, though, like, this could also be a very good resume.
It could be. It could be.
Yeah, it could be.
Like, look at what this guy did with the tools that were provided to him. What if we try to bring him on board to make, like, design original levels? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. That's a possibility.
Hire that man, Ubisoft.
That's actually, that's how I remember, this was a long time ago, but somebody had created their own expansion pack for Skyrim.
Oh, there's a bunch of those.
Like, he made his, not only was it like an expansion, but like he got voice actors to come in.
No shit.
Do the dialogue, like original script, and he sent it over to, and he didn't put it out for the public. Right. He sent it over to Bethesda because he's just like, hire me. Here's my application.
I mean,
and they're like, this is amazing, but unfortunately, we're not hiring right now. And I can't remember, but there was another company that said, like, we are. Scoop, and they just took him on, you know. So, you know, if anything else, this guy put in 1400 hours on this, and that was the work of it, and you can look at the video and just see how well it does. You gotta think that other developers are watching this type of stuff too, and it's just like, hey, you know, like, these were the tools that he had, which was the video editor of Far Cry, and this is what he was able to do. Imagine if he, you know, started it from scratch using different software.
Yeah,
you know, maybe this guy has the experience for that. Let's bring him on board.
Just learn the new software.
Yeah, just learn the new software. So maybe it's a really bummer moment for the guy, but based off of everything that he's done with the work that he's done, it could lead into something else. You know, that's the silver lining to it.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose. All right. Next topic: movie trailers. Please. Please, my heart.
Go for it, Sean. You're the one eager to talk about it. Go for
it. Sweet. Okay. New trailer for the Suicide Squad popped up, and it is rad. Discuss.
Well, Sean, you are not good at that part. Anyway, I was going to point out that the intro of that is interesting because it states it's what's it from the dark mind of Sean Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, which is the first time I've ever seen a director or a ad for a studio to include a rival title to advertise their movie.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Oh shit. Hey, there he goes. Because it says Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, Sean, Emmanuel, for your look in your face, Suicide Squad belongs to Warner Brothers.
No. What I'm thinking of, and I can't remember which way it was, but I think in the second Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, at the very end of it, they had a teaser of the new X-Men movie. So this was when it was like Sony and Fox. I remember there was a reason for it. Like somebody had made a mistake, and in order for them to make it up to whichever other company they had to, I think Sony had to do something for Fox. So they ended up putting like the first 7 minutes of one of the new X-Men movies.
Okay.
And it was legitimate. It wasn't like, oh, it was a mistake or somebody spliced it in there. Like, no, the end of the Spider-Man movie, the Stinger was an X-Men thing.
Huh. Let me look that up. Amazing, yeah. Spider-Man.
I can't remember which Spider-Man. I know it wasn't Topher Grace. By that time, Topher was gone, so it had to have been Andrew Garfield.
Topher Grace?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of...
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Venom.
I'm curious. Amazing Spider-Man.
X-Men.
Two X-Men post-credit scene.
Then while you're doing that, I actually haven't seen the new Suicide Squad video, so I'll look that up really quick.
All right, you should do that quickly. Also, new Shang-Chi.
Oh, it was an ad for Days of Future Past?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here. It's like, oh, okay, it was a stinger for Days of Future Past. I guess? I don't know why that's there.
And that was a legitimate thing. I remember looking it up afterwards like, wait, what was this all about? Yeah, that wasn't a mistake. That was something that somebody else messed up, and in order to make it up for them, they put the X-Men trailer in at the stinger of a Spider-Man movie.
Okay. Yeah, not exactly what I was talking about, but yeah, okay. The Suicide Squad looks dope just because I know that James Gunn, he's good at working with an ensemble cast, especially with a large cast like this, with his work being from Guardians of the Galaxy, having all those little stories. It is cool to see all these characters on there because these are usually characters you're never going to see on the main line. No one cares about these characters, but they look dope.
Mm-hmm.
But I even love how the King Shark doesn't look ripped. Like he's like, you know, kind of with like people calling him dad bod King Shark.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, he's sharks are not skinny. I don't know if people think that, but great whites are not. They're not ripped.
I got really excited, and then I got really bummed out because they said that Samoa Joe was going to be the voice of King Shark.
Oh yeah, it's not.
And I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be awesome. It's like, no, King Shark in the video game. Like,
yeah, no, they didn't actually.
That's still kind of cool, but I could totally hear Samoa Joe as King Shark in the movie.
But yeah, this is a direct sequel to the first Suicide Squad movie.
Yep,
and I am disappointed that they didn't keep Deadshot in, but I'm okay with that. And having Idris Elba be Bloodsport in there is pretty dope. Although I find it interesting that people are upset because in the beginning of that trailer, they'll say, oh, he's serving a life sentence for putting Superman in the intensive care. And I was like, did he
with the kryptonite
him?
Bullet? Nope.
Yeah. He didn't kill him, right? I'm like, man, what's the big deal? What's the problem, people? Also, fictional characters. It's like, so who cares? But yeah, the
you forget the fandom, sir.
I guess, I suppose. But yeah, no, it looks really good. It looks super fun. I know that they're it's supposed to be coming out in actually next month in July. So I'm sorry, you're not
eligible. Okay, So I didn't watch the first Suicide Squad. Right. So do you think this is actually a good start off point for anybody who wants to get introduced into the movie?
Okay, Sean.
Or do you think like you?
Sorry, no. I was looking at something.
I mean, actually, I should take back. I actually enjoyed the first Suicide Squad movie, but it gets a little long at points. But this one looks a little more fast paced, and I mean, I guess either one is good to start off with.
Okay. Yeah, kill the weasel. So, the weasel in there is bad.
Yeah,
the weasel in there. He doesn't look like he's effective, and he's killed 28 babies. Damn, kill the weasel.
I mean, for people don't realize, the Suicide Squad or Task Force X, in some places it's referenced to, they are a group of people who basically are expendable, and it doesn't matter. There's a good chance that, you know, we're gonna see some folks die. So
yeah.
Anyway. What is it? There's a bomb implanted in their brain.
Well, in their neck.
In their neck, yeah, that's right, their neck. If they do anything to hamper the mission, they will detonate it.
Yeah.
If they die, big deal. Yeah. You know, it was
just prisoners.
It was just the villains being a villain. So it's just like, you know, the U.S. government won't be tied to it. And if they happen to succeed, then they'll usually get between 7 to 10 years off of their sentence, which, by the way, they're already in the 30s, 40s in life sentences. So, does it really do anything? But it's incentive for them to jump in and do some more, because it's like two or three missions and they're pretty much out, you know?
Okay.
I do like the squad they've picked up, though, as far as not even just the characters, but the actors they have in there. Margot Robbie's making a return. She got it big as being Harley Quinn. Then you have Idris Elba, as I mentioned before, he's coming in as Bloodsport. Then John Cena is in it. You got
he's Peacemaker.
Joel Kingman is back as Rick Flag. Viola Davis being Amanda Walker, Amanda Waller. She's fantastic as that character. First of all, I'm like, damn, they did a good job getting her. And you know, Jay Courtney, who I always laugh at the idea of how they got him, but he's Captain Boomerang. I'm like, ah. Good old Flash villains.
And we have to take them seriously at some point, because they do crazy stuff.
They do. You can't sleep on those guys. You don't want to sleep on them.
One that I think you can.
I mean, a couple of them, but not.
But the one that pops into mind, like the first one that pops into this brain, whenever I think of ones that you could just look over, Condiment King.
He's
a real guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Captain Boomerang may have came out and he may have looked really silly, but then you start reading at some of the things that he's done and you're just like, oh, Jesus. Yep. I mean, what have they done with Condiment King? Absolutely nothing. No.
Yeah.
How do you fix him, you know? Like, how do you make him a serious villain?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good question.
Oh, snap. I forgot. Nathan Fillion, he's TDK.
Yeah.
And Michael Roker, because I'm like, Michael Roker, who is Michael Roker again? And I'm like, oh, yeah, servant or seventh. All right. Okay. And Taika Waititi's in it. So yeah, dope. And yeah, all right, sweet.
Wait, Waititi's in it?
Yeah,
Taika Waititi's in it.
Nice.
Okay. That trailer looked rad. They're going to go up against Starro.
That's so he's gonna be cool. He's gonna be one of the few guys that have done both Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sylvester Stallone's the voice of King Shark, and he was one of the Ravagers
in the
Galaxy. So yeah, I mean, it basically comes down to is that James Gunn brought his friends to do this.
Yeah, he did, and it's good.
You know, thank goodness that he was only I don't know how many he slated to, but it's like, thank God Marvel still has him on.
Well,
Guardians 3.
He wasn't directing though; he was only writing it, wasn't he?
He was. Let's see, written, directed. No, he wrote and directed.
Oh, he directed also. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, directed James Gunn.
I remember the whole. We talked about this before. The whole thing where, he ended up doing that shortly after getting kicked off of Guardians of the Galaxy after Part 2, and the entire ensemble cast was just like, "No, that's not cool." Especially Dave Bautista was just like, "You guys need to stop this right now,
I mean, and they're not. Was it Kevin Feige stated that there was never any? They never said that he was not on the project. They needed to distance himself while all that other stuff, you know, had to blow over.
Yeah,
what was that other stuff again?
It's so dumb. Basically, a guy who is like a conspiracy theorist and has done extremely
You know what? You yeah. can stop.
Don't even worry about
just,
it.
It yeah. just yep. flowed out
there
of
you go.
Say, there
that
you
guy,
go.
Yeah.
I locked it under like 7 different filing cabinets.
Yeah, dumb. It's a dumb thing, and the so internet dumb. Caught it. It's like, oh, so you're going to get mad at a guy for photos he took at a private party where he's with other adults doing, you know, looks like real fun shit. Oh, that's unsavory.
Yeah.
But the dude who posted this wrote articles about how you could force women to do things. Yeah. Cool. F that guy.
Sure. F that guy.
But yes. But yeah, the new trailer looks really good. They've released, like, I feel like there's a lot of times, especially with my wife and I, when we watch movies, I see a trailer and I go, God damn it, I wish they didn't show that. Like, I wish Fast 9 did not have them show Han, because then I would have been freaking amazed balls when I watched it go, oh, look, they're Han's alive. Now he's like in every goddamn trailer.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to talk about that later, too.
But, well, you know what? By the time this is out, I'll have watched the movie because I'm going to be checking it out. And yeah,
okay.
I think that is worth discussing.
Cool. But then with Guardians, or not Guardians, with the Suicide Squad, because it's kind of like the first one was popular, but the team as a whole is not mainstream, right? They're not,
yeah, no.
Not for the uninitiated. They have no idea who these guys are. So I appreciate it when they show trailers for it, because it gets more people excited. Like, oh, look, that looks fun. Let's watch this. Hell yeah. I'm like, cool. That's why I'm also excited. Like, they keep showing the next
trailer. Funny enough, that was also the same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Which also was directed by James Gunn.
Yeah. James Gunn. When I heard they announced that James Gunn's working on a Marvel film, I'm like, sweet, I wonder what he's going to get. And then he announces Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was at Comic-Con, and I went, Guardians of the Galaxy, who's going to want to watch that shit? And then, you know, I end up watching that movie twice in theaters. So, yeah.
Three times. That movie's really good.
And then, but yeah, then there, you know, with other trailers for movies, like Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, I know that's not a very popular character, not a lot of
people. I can't wait for that, though.
And the trailer looks freaking amazing, because
yeah, there's gonna be a lot of cool martial arts in Shang-Chi.
Yeah,
awesome. Martial arts.
For people to know Shang-Chi, you know, Asian character, they have a lot of Asian and Asian American actors in this. They have the Mandarin, who I'm really excited to see, and I'm really glad to know that it isn't the original design.
So let me just explain just how badass Shang-Chi is.
Oh, he's fucking a baller.
He is not only does he help like the Marvel superheroes train, he helps Spider-Man develop a unique martial arts style that is only for him.
Yeah, like spider chi or whatever.
Way of the Spider.
Yeah, Way of the Spider.
And not only has he beat Wolverine in combat, but he also educated Wolverine. Like Wolverine's just like, he's trying to figure something out, and Shang-Chi's just like, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. You need to figure this out. That's not it. That's not it. Like, there's even a scene where where Wolverine goes on this entire rant, leaves the panel, his head gets stuck back in, and he's like, was that it? And Shang-Chi's just like,
mm-mm. Yeah.
Like, he's just like, dude.
But yeah, like, we're gonna see.
Like, you may not see him, but he's very much, and we're gonna get to see him in this movie, which I'm really excited about. His character is someone who is an important figurehead behind the scenes. Like, you know, he's constantly doing stuff with heroes, training them, getting better himself. It's like if there was no Shang-Chi, some things in the Marvel universe wouldn't happen. That's just the type of character that he is. So, oh, can't wait till that movie comes out.
Yeah, it's gonna be really rad.
I appreciate. I mean, they haven't announced it yet, but when they in the new trailer, which our fans can watch now, you can see that the Mandarin, who's Shang-Chi's father, has these 10 rings on his arms, which I assume is supposed to. Because in the comic book, it's literally 10 rings you wear on your finger.
Yeah, in your hand.
But this one, he has. They're on his arms, and they look freaking awesome. I was like, that. I mean, I'm kind of bummed they're not the regular rings, but to make it look, you know, not cheesy, to have those on his arms looks freaking amazing.
Funny enough, my introduction to the Mandarin was from the Iron Man cartoon back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I look at that, and I showed it to my wife, and he goes, ooh, that looks really old. Like,
oh, yeah.
And very racist. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that I was like, I kind of wish he was like that. At the same time, glad he's not.
I wish they would have elements of that. I don't want an exact copy and paste in 2021, but you know, take this.
Like even back then, I'm like, that looks bad. That looks real bad. It's really to know that Mandarin actually appears as a real character, not the fake Mandarin from Iron Man 3. This new trailer looks super hot. Do you remember
how mad everybody got when they saw that?
I was one of those people because I liked the Mandarin.
And then, like, the perfect response to it was, it's just like, no, he was just like a figurehead. He was a dummy, essentially.
Yeah.
Like everybody was like so mad about it. And he's just like, that's not actually the Mandarin.
No. Nope. the new trailer will shows areas, like it starts out in San Francisco. We're gonna see, you know, fictional areas of Asia. There's a giant lion in the movie. I can't wait to see it. It looks super good. And it's that, and it's how they made that trailer. And I went, okay, yeah, this should get people to watch this film because it is super rad. And it makes me go, yeah, make it happen.
Let me ask you, do you think that based off of the popularity of how well the Marvel movies do, we start seeing more of a comic book run for them?
As far as these characters?
Yeah.
As far as Shang-Chi? You know what, maybe.
Because it's the other way around with it, but I remember they started putting a lot more focus on Captain Marvel slightly before the movie came out, because they were trying to build it up and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything much on Shang-Chi in the sense of the comics recently. But do you think if this movie does well, we'll start seeing more runs of it?
Oh yeah,
probably yeah.
Yeah, there's a good chance just because they're gonna cross promote. They're gonna have a different story arc. They're probably going to have something that involves it, something similar. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. I mean, I don't know shit about Shang-Chi, and I'm still like, I'm stoked to see this, and I'm stoked to maybe read a comic or two, depending on how the movie turns out. So yeah, man, I'm stoked to see this. It's going to be happening. I know it.
It's really good. And, you know, it comes out in September. It's also like, and it gets said a lot. And I think, and especially for me, it's one of those things like, you know, not exactly the same, but yeah, good enough. It's nice to see a face that looks kind of like mine as the lead. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm really glad that it's like this. And they didn't just, you know.
I got a question for you.
Put a white guy in there again.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
okay. In the defense of Iron Fist though, the character was white.
No, I'm not talking. No, I was talking about the.
The reason I say that was because there was that petition where they tried to make it so that at least he was even half Asian.
Yeah, well, it's because I'm like, oh look, white savior guy coming again.
Yeah.
We prefer to be called pigmently challenged without vaginas. Yes,
I like that, pigmently challenged. Who wins in a fight, Shang-Chi or Lady Shiva?
Ooh,
I don't know.
Lady Shiva, oh, you know what? What is it they say that Shang-Chi has no rival when it comes to bladed weapons?
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to go to Shang-Chi, but
we're going to call the guys at Death Battle. Just like, here you go. Do the research.
You don't have to do all that.
who wins, John?
He doesn't know because he doesn't know anything about Shang-Chi. So.
Nope. No idea. Or Lady Shiva, other than she trains just like Shang-Chi does. That's all.
Well, she also helped retrain Batman.
Yeah,
like after Batman, after Batman's back was broken by Bane, and he started like rehabilitating himself.
I have no idea. Yeah. No idea. Okay, cool. I'm down with this.
Is that your mic that's making that noise?
Yeah, it's okay. Let me see if I can turn myself down.
No, it's not okay.
I'm working on it. All right.
Sounds like your microphone's trying to be a human beatbox, but it's not human.
Sorry. Nope.
No. Okay. Let me mute myself.
Oh God, I was hoping I wasn't gonna have to do that. Thank you for doing that for me.
Well, I was like, yeah, that happened a couple times. Come on.
Oh man.
It works. No. Okay.
So wait, did you mute yourself on Zoom or did you mute yourself on just the microphone on the audio board?
Mic on the audio board.
Okay. Well, now we can barely hear you. Well, while he's trying to get that fixed up, like I said, I'm actually going to go check out the Fast and the Furious. That's good.
There you go.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, no more.
So you're watching Fast 9 as we're
watching Fast 9. Fast 9
just came out.
I got to see a movie about family.
Family. Yeah.
So why is that sucking?
Did you guys see that? I don't know how true it is, but like Universal was throwing out the idea of doing like a Jurassic Park, Fast and the Furious crossover.
No, stop that. Don't do that.
Ouch. I think it's just gonna stay on just talks, but I remember somebody had responded to that and said, you know what's one thing a T-Rex can't stop? Family.
No. That lawyer didn't have a family? No, I guess not, maybe. Well, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's sitting at 60%. So it's not.
Again, I've said this multiple times. The Fast series is a series where you don't go in there with logic in mind.
No.
You turn that part of your brain off for the 90 to 108 minutes that's going on. And you just watch the spectacle and the marvel and the absurdity that is fast cars, giant magnets, planes, tanks, etc.
Okay.
I've talked about this with Sean before we jumped in and started recording, but I said, okay, if you want to watch a movie with like a big story arc with a compelling character development and you wanted to have this really nice, like, you know, just great narrative, you're in the wrong fucking theater. You decided to watch Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
You want fast cars, ridiculous action. Do you want to see, you know, very attractive people driving cars in ridiculous ways? Boom, here you go.
There you go. That's what you go.
That's what you're in here for. There's not this, you know, they didn't get Morgan Freeman and freaking, you know, the Academy Award winning Anthony Hopkins to show up in this.
But they did get Helen Mirren, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh no, she's she's Shaw's
mom.
She's great.
I mean,
Helen Mirren's action star.
Like you're bringing up all these big names. I'm just like,
but you know,
like if they
already proven that,
if they can get Helen Mirren, who's to say somewhere down the line they don't get Morgan Freeman?
I mean, you're not getting if you want. Well, I mean, maybe they could.
Yeah, right.
He's gonna be. You're gonna find out he's Hobbs's dad. I don't know. But yeah, or Shaw's dad. Who knows?
Or like he's the major villain. He's the one that started the entire thing. Way,
if this is not a classy movie, you didn't walk in to see a classy movie. You decided to pick Fast and Furious. This is what you get. This is what you're watching.
That's the light switch in the back of your head. You just turn it off.
Like no.
You just
you want action. You want to see cars doing ridiculous things.
You know what it is? It is the equivalent of a fancy meal.
Yeah.
And a buffet.
Yeah.
You know, the buffet, you go and you gorge yourself and it's good. It's not bad. I mean, you spent the $12 for all you can eat, but then you went into a restaurant and you spent like $50 on a steak.
Yeah.
With all the nice fixings. You know, that's not something that you're supposed to gorge yourself on. You're supposed to enjoy it, you know. Feel how the knife cuts through the tender meat and it's just like deliciousness all around. You know, that's kind of the idea of going to the movies. You go to Fast 9, aka the buffet, to kind of gorge yourself on that. Whereas you'll probably watch something like Schindler's List as the eloquent, the delectable, all that, you know, the nicer things of going to the movies. So yeah.
So far, but yeah, Sean, I haven't, from the reviews I've read, is that no, the Fast 9 is not sucking. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, we can find out tomorrow. And be like, so is it good?
All right. Apparently, Sean's having some technical difficulties. He's actually typing away. So we're getting these text messages saying that you know, he's having problems with it. But you know what? I'd say this is actually about a good time where we can just end the show at this point. Like, it's a little bit sooner than we usually do, but I think it's also pretty good. So guys, thank you for coming back on. Hopefully we can all do this together in person. Randy, welcome back.
Yep.
I mean, admittedly, the last one was Disneyland, so whether it's this or Disneyland, I can kind of understand why you went in that direction, but it's still really nice to have you.
I mean, if we had recorded, well, if I had stayed in a hotel a little longer, I could have recorded then. Like, hey, I'm here, guys.
Actually,
I'm here for 10 minutes.
We wouldn't have done
I'm waiting in line.
Okay, yeah, the 10-minute wait. Yeah, we probably would.
Like, I'm waiting in line to get into Galaxy or to start to freaking do another.
I already know what's gonna happen too. Like right before you have to get on, and they say, "Please turn off your cell phones or whatnot." You're gonna be like,
oh, "They don't say any of that. None of that. There's none of that." I'm like, "Hold on, gotta talk to this cantina lady for a second."
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening.
And that was the ES Arcade. Thanks for listening. As always, we'd appreciate a like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow us on our social media at ES Arcade, that's C-A-D-E, on Facebook and Twitter, and ESR_Cade on Instagram. And hey, you can follow Randy on Twitter at Randy B. Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, and Ransom01 on Instagram. I see what you did there, bud. Thanks again for listening. The arcade is officially closed. See you next time.